talk about this for a while.
This is your vibe.
This is my vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, we've wanted to talk about this since we first met. Yeah. About dating relationships with bipolar. Because it is, people don't realize it actually is a struggle.
It's
hard.
I think dating is hard anyway for anyone, whether you've got 100%. Mental illness or not. Dating in 2023 sucks.
It's like, are people going to be accepting of this? Are they going to think it's the worst thing ever and they can't date me anymore? When do I tell them? Mm. You know, it's a whole list of things. And you suffer, like, I feel like I've suffered a lot of rejection because, like, people from Hinge and things like that have gone on my profile, matched with me, looked on my Instagram, followed me, and within 5 minutes of and I know they've seen my podcast, unfollowed me.
Bastards.
Because my page looks like, if you didn't see the bipolar stuff, I look like everyone fucking else. Every girl out there.
Yeah, but if somebody has unfollowed you because of your bipolar, then fuck them.
Oh, 100%. I'm sorry, but you have to get to that point.
No, absolutely.
Of thinking that way.
Absolutely. It's horrible. Of course it's horrible. Yeah. I've been rejecting on a couple of occasions, believe it or not, clutching my pearls. Because of bipolar.
I am a virgin.
Can you believe it? I've been rejected by men for bipolar. Like, fuck them. You know, but it has happened. It has happened.
Mm.
I think now, though, I own it more. So it kind of like, if they shun me for it, then it's on them.
Well, you think, like, I feel sorry for them, that they're not open-minded enough.
Yeah, but, like, when is a good time to tell somebody? Okay, so
never
on the dating apps. Kidding. We're on the dating apps.
We're on the dating apps. I don't just tell people.
How do you play
people.
On the dating apps?
Oh my God, I don't just tell people on dating apps. Because I'm like, this is not my sole story. It's a big part
Absolutely
of my life.
Not.
But I don't want to know, like, from them, I don't want to know everything they've been through just via text.
Right.
I'd rather meet you. And I play it off very blasé. Like, not even though it's important, they'll ask me, and it's good that I have the podcast, because they'll ask me, what do you do for work? And I say, I work in advertising, but I also have this side project hustle. It's a podcast. And they go, what's the podcast about? And I say, oh, I have bipolar 2 disorder. And I never pause after that, because I feel like when you pause, you do make it a bit awkward for the person to have their reaction.
Yeah.
I just keep going. I'm like,
absolutely.
So I, you know, record and I go more into like the podcast. And I think it opens up them to being more comfortable and like disarms them.
Well, you're setting the bar. You're basically saying, I have bipolar, but I'm not waiting for your opinion.
No, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that was the mistake that I used to make.
I used to do it too.
Yeah.
I would pause and I'd be like, how are they, at shock value, how are they going to react to this?
Yeah, what
are
they going to say?
Yeah.
And also, when I would be dating, I would build myself up for the days, the weeks, you know, and to like, when do I say? How do I say? Mm. What do I do? And oh my God, I've gone through so many blunders. When I look back now, it's actually so cringe, because the way I am now, I'm very much a bit like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, blah, 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 boom, 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 boom. It is what it is. Now, you might say, yeah, but people can obviously look you up, Google you, and immediately see what you do and what you're about.
Yeah.
And actually, on dating apps, I'm not, hi, I'm Leah off the telly.
Yeah.
I don't even have my name as Leah. I spell it phonetically. I'm not giving too many clues in case somebody sees me on there one
You're going
to
get bombarded.
I never have pictures of anything that relates to me in TV land or anything.
See.
So nothing that, if you don't recognize me, you're not going to know I'm Leah off the telly.
Yeah.
You're just not. I'm just going to like a normal chick
nice
to you.
Gal.
Nice gal. Classy chick.
Classy
you know,
chick.
She looks all right.
Never shagged.
An angel.
Take her home to mum.
Take her home to mum. Always. Yeah. So that is really what you get across. And then, because half the time, if they knew all that information, A, there'll be people that I'd never match with in a million years.
Oh, yeah.
Who will know the information. Like, they don't need to know.
Mm.
People don't need to know everything about me.
No.
Do you understand? It's as simple as that. Yes, I want a date, but I'm only looking for a certain type of man anyway. I'm not open for all.
But is it then a secret weapon of a good filter? Because why waste the time? I'm just realizing this now. Why waste the time of going on dates with people who don't have an open mind about it?
Oh, God, I don't. A man has to go through certain hoops without him even knowing it, actually, before he even gets a chance to even with me on the phone, let alone get to a date.
Do you speak on the phone first?
Oh, my God. God, girl, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Are you joking?
I am vetting the
like,
fuck out
on
of you.
The phone.
On the phone, honey.
I am shook.
Maybe several times. Listen, it takes a lot of effort to get dressed, show up, put on a face of makeup. I was going to say face of slap.
Yeah.
Put on some nice clothes. Make an effort for your, could be, Broke ass.
Wow.
Ignorant ass. Face the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. To then come and sit with you when I will be able to know within seconds whether you're worth my time.
Interesting. If you're never not done worth it.
My, oh my God, you have to bet.
Never done
Babe,
it.
Babe, you have to bet before you I meet bet through, a man.
But then I get more excited for guys that I don't know shit about.
But then you're wasting your time.
Yeah.
Because it gets to a point where...
Wait, I just want to preface, I have a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend now. She has a boyfriend now, so she doesn't need...
I've been single for 5 years.
But if you ever get into that position again, always vet the man.
Okay.
And men vet the woman. Like, I just feel like people that are just meeting people for this. Okay, if that's what you want to do, fine.
Yeah, sometimes you just need to get laid.
Right. If that's what you're on, that's fine. I'm not on that.
Yeah.
So I'm at the phase now in my life where, you know, I've been in long-term relationships, but I've done all that. I kind of like having a thing, even on social media and to the world, people don't know my background. I kind of like people to think that I'm some single old spinster living by myself because they never see me with
men. No, what's it? What's it? A spilf.
Oh, a spilf.
A spinster I'd like to fuck.
Oh.
It's like MILF.
Oh, I got that part. Yeah.
I got it from... Thanks. I always feel the need to explain my jokes.
Thank you.
It's like... it's from Bridget Jones's Diary.
Oh, never knew that one.
Yeah, but you're not that.
No, I'm not that. But I don't mind if people want to have that impression of me as being a spilf or...
I mean, it's a hot impression.
You know, a spinster.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, look, I'm doing my thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I've always been doing my thing. But the bottom line is that I'm ultimately looking for that amazing person. And I meet amazing men all the time. And I meet some really stupid men all the time. Now, you might say, well, why are you not with the amazing guys? But sometimes just it doesn't work out that way. Or sometimes it's something that both of us could see this isn't going to work for various reasons.
Yeah.
But what I would say is that, and if any of them are watching, I choose wisely.
Yeah.
I like to think. Because I vet beforehand. Before I've met somebody, we've already built some kind of connection on the phone.
Mm.
We've already built... I'm a bit old school. I am a little bit older than her. I hate to admit it. But, and maybe that's an age thing.
Yeah, because
the guys
like,
I'm
calling,
talking to...
Calling they for me was never
they don't
a vibe.
Text.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys my age group, they're not into endless texting. They just want to get on the phone and hear a vibe.
I think that's where what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm the same. So actually, that cuts out a lot of... time wasting, cuts out a lot of anguish.
Mm.
And so it enables me actually to choose really good men to date.
Mm.
It may not work out. It may only be, you know, notoriously, I'm known to be quite cutthroat.
Mm.
I'm notoriously known to, you don't usually get a second date with me.
Mm.
If you do, then...
If you don't like them at all.
Yeah, like I can like you as a person, but the chances of us having a second date is slim. Because I will know in that first meeting whether this is going to go anywhere or not.
Would you ever, and this sounds bad, but my answer is no to this, would you ever date someone else with bipolar?
Such an interesting question.
Mine's a hard pass. Not because...
A hard pass?
100%. What if we're both hypomanic? Yeah, or manic could be fun. What if we're both down at the same time?
Yeah.
That is the risk.
I've had these thoughts.
Yeah.
But this actually happened to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've had these thoughts. Now, earlier this year, I matched with a guy. I was on the American side of Hinge, which, you know, I was talking, I'm frequently there. You know?
Yeah.
No offense to you British guys.
I'm a fucking superstar and I'm frequently in America. I'm Leah fucking Charles King.
Yeah, bitch. No, you know, no offense to the British guys, like... I'm all for the British guys, but it's tough out here on these streets.
Yeah.
So I come on and off the American side of Hinge, and obviously I've worked a lot in America back in the day, so I've got that kind of affiliance anyway, and people have always gone to me, your man isn't here anyway, he's in America, blah, blah, whatever. So I flip back and forth. Anyway, American side of Hinge, met an American, obviously, and we were talking for... Well, because we're both in different countries, so we couldn't just meet like that.
Mm.
Really, it was time. It wasn't for any other reason. We just, he's a businessman, I do what I do. And so we just weren't getting the time. But we were speaking regularly every day. And really connecting, really deep conversations. And I feel like when you've gone through shit, maybe if you've got mental, you have some kind of deep layers to you. And we would have the most amazing, you know,
deep
verbal
meaningful
intercourse every single day. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
And then one day, well, I noticed his moods were a bit kind of up and down, but things like that don't bother me because I know what my moods are about. I hadn't told him about my bipolar, though he knew who
could
I
you,
was.
Could you smell it? Was it on your radar that he had bipolar?
Absolutely not.
Oh, really?
Absolutely not. And the thing is, one day he was down.
Sniff it out of people.
One day he was down and he said to me, oh, you know, I'm a bit down and da-da-da. I said something to him and I was buoying him up and encouraging him and he loved it and it was great. And then I said something, he goes, because I have bipolar. Now, that should have been my moment to be like, oh, okay, no worries. You know, would you... But my bipolar self went, oh my God, how exciting! Me too!
We're meant to be!
But not even in a meant to be way.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
yeah.
just such a, oh my God, me too! And I think I got a bit too excited.
Right.
And A, it scared him, but B, he has this self-fulfilling prophecy that every time he meets a woman and he tells them about his bipolar, it all goes tits up because that woman doesn't usually understand.
So
or
he
they
was
whatever.
Excited by your reaction?
He was not excited by my oh. reaction. In fact, he my reaction was way over the top, which I get now looking back. I was just really,
Wait,
shocked.
Why was he not happy with
because,
your reaction?
Because, A, he had that self-fulfilling prophecy thinking, well, now I've told her this is going to go tits up. So inevitably it did. And then B, because in his mind, he was probably thinking, yeah, codependency thing. In my mind, whilst I'm not looking to date any guy with bipolar at the end of the day, no, you're right, I prefer not to.
Mm.
At the same time, if I've already been speaking with and connecting to a guy and bipolar hasn't come into it and I just see him for him, yeah, I would have just continued to go with the flow.
Mm.
Because I'm not going to be self-reliant on you. I know who I am. I've literally fought to get to this point.
Mm.
I don't care if you've got bipolar or not. You're not bringing me down. I'm not saying that you won't have a bad day and that won't affect me. That is not what I'm saying.
So are you saying, though, that you would date someone with bipolar?
If I had a connection with them like I did with this guy and we had this connection, I wouldn't have just run away from the situation because I've gotten to know him. And that's where people go wrong because they just hear bipolar, but they haven't gotten to know the person.
But mine's different from like, oh my God, bipolar, you're crazy. Mine's more bipolar, we're crazy together, it wouldn't work out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal.
Yeah, it's toxic to
but
me.
But does it have to be toxic if you both have healthy boundaries?
I know, but I also like to be the center of attention. I can't have another person taking that
right,
away from
me. Right, right, right. Well, yeah, I mean, for me, it probably wouldn't work out either. As much as I believe
you're
it or
both
not.
Fighting for it. You would never have a proper conversation together. It would be like trying to, you know, one taking over the other constantly. Your arguments, I think, would be horrific.
He's quite out there. The thing is, right, what's quite interesting is that this guy in particular, he is an entrepreneur. He's got his own thing going on. And yeah, there's this element of him that absolutely loves the attention. And so he will probably need a partner, a girlfriend, who would just allow him to be the great guy and she in the background. And ironically, believe it or not, in my real life, I'm quite happy to do that. I'm quite traditional.
Really?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I like my man to be the man.
Mm.
So, but allows me to do what I do when I need to do it. So
yeah.
In this case, if he was here, he'd be in a corner like, yes, that's my girl. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Totally supportive. If I'm hosting a show, he's there. He's riding for me. Totally supportive.
Yeah.
You know, and elevates me when I need to be elevated. But at home, actually, I'm the opposite. My man, he's
king.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I don't need to fight for any spotlight with anyone because I will have my spotlight.
Yeah.
I have it anyway.
Yeah.
He will give me my spotlight when I need it. And also he deserves his
spotlight
as well.
Yeah, no, you take turns.
But with that said, I don't like a guy who is louder than me.
Neither.
I like my favourite type of men. Some of my favourite type of guy, and they know who they are. They've had their moment. My favourite relationships have been the ones where they're just super cool motherfuckers. They're trying to do the most.
And they're chill.
They're chill.
They
Those
are so
the best
comfortable
men for me.
In who they are.
Those are the best men for me.
And they look at you when you're doing something weird as fuck and they're just like,
they love it.
I love her.
I love it.
That's my kind of guy.
She's incredible. Lovelier.
I just want to say before I say something else, if anyone out there is a couple with bipolar, please reach out because I'm fascinated because I haven't done it before.
Yeah,
I would love to know how. Obviously, you've got a great relationship probably because you're together. So if it's, tell us how it works. I want insights.
That is so interesting.
Yeah, call to action.
I've been teaching her about call to action. Yeah, that is a really good one. Get in touch if you are in a bipolar relationship. That would be
both
really
of you. We're both of you. We want to know. Do you ever, and I feel like this is a bipolar thing, when I start talking to someone, I fantasize the fuck out of it. Like, you say their names like Jim Jones. I literally am on Hinge and I'm like, Anastasia Jones. That's a nice ring to it. And I go in.
No, that's a girl thing.
I go in obsessed, but then I get so bored.
So fast.
Yeah. Something gives me the ick and I'm like, oh.
Oh my God.
And I'm done.
This is why it's important to have a conversation before you start meeting.
Yeah.
Because half of those icks, you will get over the phone. Believe you
Interesting.
Me.
Interesting.
Babe, I know within 5 minutes whether I'm going to meet
but,
this person.
But is
or
it
not.
An ick that you could get over?
No, because okay. Once I'm icked, I'm icked.
Yeah.
And I get icked very easily. And that's another reason why very rarely do people get a second date. It will be pleasant.
Yeah.
And they will have a nice time in my presence because I think that's important. I never want anyone to feel uncomfortable with me. I want them to feel listened to and valued. And we obviously had a vibe on the phone. Mm. So we'll have a vibe now. But it doesn't mean that we're going to get into a relationship. It's just not going to happen. I cannot see it in our futures and I won't waste my time or yours, right? So I think that is super important. But once I'm kind of icked, there's no going back from that.
Something as well, like growing up, hypersexuality, growing up, still probably the same for you, the way that I grew up masturbating and also just sex, having multiple sex partners was like you a slut. You were whore. I struggled with that because sometimes I just wanted to date to have sex. And that was very taboo for my parents as well. They really struggled with that. They realized I was like openly sexual. And also guys were very much like at one phase, I felt like I was like being passed around a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's all right for guys to sleep around, but it's not all right for girls.
But it was like dealing with that. Out of my control, I felt. Yeah. I wanted that.
But it is. I mean, if we could just explain what hypersexuality is. So it's a symptom in bipolar. It's a genuine symptom where basically you were like super sexual. You want what you want. And you want it. Not in a predatory kind of way, but you're super aroused.
Very safe. Like, yeah, you know consent I mean? Given, like, all yeah, that yeah, shit. Yeah, yeah. I'm more and more like just masturbating a lot. Like when I'm like that. But in the day when I was younger and undiagnosed, I slept around because I wanted, part of it was probably like male attention, you know, as a young kid. Yeah. But it definitely, I never understood. Everyone around me knew me as this, like I was always called like the Samantha from Sex and the City.
Oh, wow.
Because I was so sexual.
Wow.
And I loved talking about it. It was like comfort.
Wow. You see, yeah, for me, not like that at all. I think when I became hypersexual was during, you know, my manic phase. And that's where I went from being super dormant. Having no sex for years.
Really?
To suddenly I'm hyper aroused and I just want to have sex all the time.
Yeah.
So that was really quite difficult. And if you're in a relationship, that's cool. So times when I'm in a relationship, that's fine. When I'm not in a relationship, it's obviously harder to get your rocks off, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, where am I going? And for me, I have grown up old school where it's like, I don't want my name in people's mouth. I don't want to be called the Samantha or the slut or be part, like nobody, not everyone gets a right to even sit with me, let alone be able to put their hands on me and to say, I lay down with her.
Yeah.
If any of my exes or anyone I've ever been with sexually or physically is watching this, again, I'd like to think that I've chosen wisely that although it didn't work out, they're good men.
Yeah.
They would still protect my privacy.
Yeah.
And protect, I'm sure, because boys will be boys, I'm sure one of their boys would go, yeah, I went with her, I was with her. Do you know what I mean? But let's hope they keep a lid on that shit.
100%.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Because I'm just a super private person.
Yeah.
And I've made connections with people over the years and we've had that moment. And sometimes those moments have lasted or sometimes they've just been a moment.
Yeah.
And it's okay to say, we had our moment.
Yeah.
Bye.
I love it.
Just one quick thing before we wrap this up. When is the good time to tell them though? Because we never really answered that.
Yeah.
Do you tell them right at the beginning or do you tell them when you meet in person or that you wait for months and then dramatics? I've done all three.
Same. Right. I think it depends on your trust level, who you feel like you can open. Like I'm a very open person. Mm. I am first time meeting them, done. Every time.
Yeah.
But that's taken a while.
To get to that.
But you have to be comfortable in yourself. But what I do want to say is don't let anyone, because I've had people where I've taken a while to tell them and they've said, I should have known this way earlier.
Yes.
Not fair.
It's not fair.
None of their fucking business. Yeah. It's not your whole identity. Don't take that shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. Absolutely. Anastasia.
And that's
you're not
someone you want to be with.
No, absolutely. Because somebody should respect you if you know, they're not telling us all of this type of stuff, right? So at the end of the day, we all have a right to hold it. With that said, though, the earlier and the sooner you could be free and open with somebody, the better. And if you don't feel like you could be free and open and speak your mind and feel safe, then that person is not for you.
Yes.
So on that note, bye, sweetie.
Bye. Bye.